You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Boys and girls will be receiving your first communion. I invite you to please come and join me as you take your place around the altar steps as we practice justice. So please stand and play follow the leader. Come right on up. Great, boys and girls, thanks for coming forward to help us reflect upon God's Word today. Let me begin by asking you, how many of you have ever been fishing? How many of you have caught a fish? How many have caught a fish this big? This big? This big? Wow, you caught some big fish. That's wonderful. Well, we just read in today's Gospel that Father Gary read for us, that the apostles were out fishing. And when they were out fishing, how many fish did they catch? Does anybody remember? How many did they catch?
153.
Very good. And why did they catch so many? Who showed them where the fish were?
Jesus.
Very good. Jesus showed them where the fish were, because before Jesus pointed that out to them, they caught this many fish. Zero. But then, when they hauled the net ashore, they saw Jesus on the shore. And what was Jesus doing when they got to shore? What was he doing? Do anybody remember? Yes.
Eating breakfast.
He was fixing breakfast, wasn't he, huh? And what did they have for breakfast?
Fish and bread.
Fish and bread. Very good. Jesus fed them fish and bread for breakfast. How many of you have ever had fish for breakfast? Did anybody have fish for breakfast this morning? Probably we don't normally eat fish for breakfast. But these fishermen, I'm sure, ate fish all the time. It's a story that reminds us that God always feeds God's people. And that was one of the first things after Jesus did when he rose from the dead. He fed his apostles fish and bread. Now, all of you are all dressed up today. Tell me why you're so dressed up in these beautiful First Communion outfits.
Because we're receiving Jesus for the first time.
Very good. You're receiving the body and blood of Jesus for the first time. This is the way Jesus feeds us today. The body and blood of Jesus comes to us under the appearance of two elements. And you tasted those in your First Communion retreat last week. Do you remember what it was? The elements that become the body and blood of Christ. What does the body of Christ look like or taste like when you taste it?
Bread and wine.
Bread. And the wine becomes the blood of Christ that you'll be receiving today. So God is going to feed you once again, just as God fed the apostles almost 2,000 years ago. We all know how important eating is, that we need to eat food for nourishment. What's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite food to eat? What's your favorite food?
Cheesy potatoes.
Cheesy potatoes. You know where you can get some good cheesy potatoes?
Grishawas.
Grishawas. Wow. Free advertisement. Very good. Grandma will be giving you a big hug and kiss. What's your favorite food?
Brownies.
Brownies. How many of you like brownies? Good. Do you have a favorite food? Wine. Wow, that's exciting. Do you like the taste of wine?
Yes.
For you, wine can be good for you. What do you like?
Breakfast sausage.
Breakfast sausage. How many of you have had sausage before? What's your favorite food?
Tacos.
What about you?
Pizza.
Pizza. How many of you like pizza? Well, we all have our favorite foods, but does your mom and dad let you eat your favorite food every day? Pizza, tacos, wine, cheesy potatoes. Do your parents let you eat that every day? Probably not. Because if you want to eat pizza for every meal or tacos for every meal, your parents will say to you, no, don't do that because it's not healthy. Very good. Not healthy. They want you to eat food that is healthy for you. That keeps us physically healthy. But today, for the first time, you're going to share food from this table. And what's the special name that we give to this table that we're gathered around today? A special name. It starts with an A. Very good. The altar, where we will have the bread and wine that becomes the body and blood of Christ that you receive for the very first time. And this is the food and drink that we receive for our spiritual health. And you will receive it for the first time today, but how many times in your life can you receive this sacrament? Yes?
A bunch.
A bunch. That's right. Every Sunday. Every time you come to Mass, this is a meal that you can see the body and blood of Christ. So today will be the first of many, many times that you get to receive this sacrament. Now, many of us here have been receiving this sacrament, this food and drink, for our spiritual nourishment and spiritual health for many, many years. And I know some of you, when you were much younger, little boys and girls, you would come up with your mom and dad, as they received the body and blood of Christ, many of you would say to me, I want some. And we'd have to say, no, not yet. But today, you get to join the big people as you receive some of the spiritual food and drink that God gives us for the very first time. And so this is an important event, not just for you, but for all of us, because the excitement we see in your faces reminds us of the excitement we should have about receiving this food. Sometimes we as adults, because we have received communion for so long and so frequently, take this gift for granted. And we forget that it comes from God for our spiritual health and our spiritual nourishment so that we can go forth and be nourishment for other people. As some boys and girls, it's a special day for you, but for all of us. And that's why we're celebrating your first communion during 11 o'clock parish mass, because it's an important time for our parish as we welcome you to the table for the very first time. And so as you receive this food and drink, we hope that you will treasure this special food. And even though you have your favorite physical foods, that this will always be your favorite food, the body and blood of Christ. And so, Jesus fed his apostles fish and bread. Today, Jesus feeds you his own body and blood. And so let us give thanks to Jesus for this gift, and let us continue to rejoice the day the Lord has made. Boys and girls, thank you for coming forward to help me to reflect upon God's word today. So I invite you now to return to your places and make sure you find the right parents, okay? Play follow the leader.